And now, Chapter 12 of the Adi Leela, the expansions of Advaitacharya and Gadadhar Pandit. The followers of Advaita Prabhu were of two kinds. Some were real followers, and the others were false. Rejecting the false followers, I offer my respectful obeisances to the real followers of Sri Advaitacharya, whose life and soul was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. All of them are glorious. I offer my respectful obeisances to the all-glorious Advaita Prabhu, who forms the second branch of the eternal Chaitanya tree, and to his followers, who form his sub-branches. Sri Advaita Prabhu was the second big branch of the tree. There are many sub-branches, but it is impossible to mention them all. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also the gardener, and as he poured the water of his mercy on the tree, all the branches and sub-branches grew day after day. The fruits of love of Godhead that grew on those branches of the Chaitanya tree were so large that they flooded the entire world with love of Krishna. As the trunk and branches were watered, the branches and sub-branches spread lavishly, and the tree grew full with fruits and flowers. At first, all the followers of Advaitacharya shared a single opinion, but later they followed two different opinions as ordained by Providence. Some of the disciples strictly accepted the orders of the Acharya, and others deviated, independently concocting their own opinions under the spell of Daivi Maya or illusion. The order of the spiritual master is the active principle in spiritual life. Anyone who disobeys the order of the spiritual master immediately becomes useless. There is no need to name those who are useless. I have mentioned them only to distinguish them from the useful devotees. Paddy is mixed with straw at first, and one must fan it to separate the paddy from the straw. A big branch of Advaita Acharya was Achyutananda, his son. From the beginning of his life, he engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. When Achyutananda heard from his father that Keshava Bharati was the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very unhappy. He told his father, "Your instruction that Keshava Bharati is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will spoil the entire country. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the spiritual master of the 14 worlds, but you say that someone else is his spiritual master. This is not supported by any revealed scripture." When Advaita Acharya heard this statement from his five-year-old son, Achyutananda, he felt great satisfaction because of his conclusive judgment. Krishna Mishra was a son of Advaita Acharya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always sat in his heart. Sri Gopal was another son of Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Now just hear about his characteristics, for they are all very wonderful. When Lord Chaitanya personally cleansed the Gundicha Mandir in Jagannath Puri, Gopal danced in front of the Lord with great love and happiness. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Prabhu danced and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, There were various ecstatic symptoms in their bodies, and their minds were very pleased. While all of them danced, Gopal, dancing and dancing, fainted and fell to the ground unconscious. Advaitacharya Prabhu became very unhappy. Taking his son on his lap, he began to chant the Nrisinga mantra for his protection. Advaita Acharya chanted various mantras, but Gopal did not come to consciousness. Thus all the Vaishnavas present cried in sorrow at his plight. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then put his hand on the chest of Gopal and told him, "My dear Gopal, get up and chant the holy name of the Lord." When he heard this sound and felt the touch of the Lord, Gopal immediately got up, and all the Vaishnavas chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in jubilation. The other sons of Advaitacharya were Sri Balaram, Svarup, and Jagadish. Advaitacharya's very confidential servant, named Kamalakanta Vishvas, knew all the dealings of Advaitacharya. When Kamalakanta Vishvas was in Jagannath Puri, he sent a note through someone to Maharaj Prataparudra. No one knew of that note, but somehow or other it reached the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That note established Advaita Acharya as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it also mentioned that Advaita Acharya had recently incurred a debt of about 300 rupees that Kamalakanta Vishvas wanted to liquidate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became unhappy upon reading the note, although his face still shone as brightly as the moon. Thus smiling, he spoke as follows. He has established Advaitacharya as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is nothing wrong in this, for he is indeed the Lord himself. But he has made the incarnation of Godhead a poverty-stricken beggar. Therefore, I shall punish him for his correction. The Lord ordered Govinda, "From today on, do not allow that Bolia Kamalakanta Vishvas to come here." When Kamalakanta Vishvas heard about this punishment by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very much unhappy. But when Advaita Prabhu heard about it, he was greatly pleased. Seeing Kamalakanta Vishvas unhappy, Advaita Acharya Prabhu told him, "You are greatly fortunate to have been punished by the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Formerly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always respected me as his senior, but I did not like such respect. Therefore, my mind, being afflicted by unhappiness, I made a plan. Thus, I expounded the Yoga Vasishta, which considers liberation the ultimate goal of life. For this, the Lord became angry at me and treated me with apparent disrespect. When chastised by Lord Chaitanya, I was very happy to receive a punishment similar to that awarded Sri Mukunda. A similar punishment was awarded to Mother Shachi Devi. Who could be more fortunate than she to receive such punishment? After pacifying Kamalakanta Vishvas in this way, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Advaita Acharya told Lord Chaitanya, "I cannot understand your transcendental pastimes. You have shown more favor to Kamalakanta than you generally show to me. The favor you have shown Kamalakanta is so great that even to me you have never shown such favor. What offense have I committed at your lotus feet so as not to be shown such favor?" Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed with satisfaction and immediately called Kamalakanta Vishvas. Advaita Acharya then said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Why have you called back this man and allowed him to see you? He has cheated me in two ways." When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, his mind was satisfied. Only they could understand each other's minds. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Kamalakanta, "You are a bolya, one who does not know things as they are. Why do you act in this way? Why do you invade the privacy of Advaitacharya and damage his religious principles?" Advaitacharya, my spiritual master, should never accept charity from rich men or kings, because if a spiritual master accepts money or grains from such materialists, his mind becomes polluted. When one's mind is polluted, it is very difficult to remember Krishna. And when remembrance of Lord Krishna is hampered, one's life is unproductive. Thus one becomes unpopular in the eyes of the people in general, for this damages his religiosity and fame. A Vaishnava, especially one who acts as a spiritual master, must not act in such a way. One should always be conscious of this fact. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this instruction to Kamalakanta, all present considered it to be meant for everyone. Thus Advaitacharya was greatly pleased. Only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand the intentions of Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya appreciated the grave instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this statement, there are many confidential considerations. I do not write of them all, fearing an unnecessary increase in the volume of the book. The fifth branch of Advaitacharya was Sri Yadunandan Acharya, who had so many branches and sub-branches that it is impossible to write of them. Sri Yadunandan Acharya was a student of Vasudev Dutt, and he received all of his mercy. Therefore, he could accept Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet from all angles of vision as the supreme shelter. Bhagavat Acharya, Vishnudas Acharya, Chakrapani Acharya, and Ananta Acharya were the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth branches of Advaitacharya. Nandini, Kamadevi, Chaitanya Das, Dulaba Vishvas, and Vanamali Das were the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, and 14th branches of Sri Advaitacharya. Jagannath Kar, Bhavanath Kar, Ridayananda Sen, and Bolanath Das were the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th branches of Advaitacharya. Yadava Das, Vijaya Das, Janardhan Das, Ananta Das, Kanu Pandit, and Narayan Das were the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th branches of Advaitacharya. Srivatsa Pandit, Haridas Brahmachari, Purushottam Brahmachari, and Krishna Das were the 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th branches of Advaitacharya. Purushottam Pandit, Raghunath, Vanamali Kavichandra, and Vaidyanath were the 29th, 30th, 31st, and 32nd branches of Advaitacharya. Lokanath Pandit, Murari Pandit, Sri Haricharan, and Madhava Pandit were the 33rd, 34th, 35th, and 36th branches of Advaitacharya. Vijaya Pandit and Sriram Pandit were two important branches of Advaitacharya. There are innumerable branches, but I am unable to mention them all. The Advaitacharya branch received the water supplied by the original gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, the sub-branches were nourished, and their fruits and flowers grew luxuriantly. After the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some of the branches, for unfortunate reasons, deviated from his path. Some branches did not accept the original trunk that vitalized and maintained the entire tree. When they thus became ungrateful, the original trunk was angry at them. Thus Lord Chaitanya did not sprinkle upon them the water of his mercy, and they gradually withered and died. A person without Krishna consciousness is no better than dry wood or a dead body. He is understood to be dead while living, and after death he is punishable by Yamaraj. Not only the misguided descendants of Advaitacharya, but anyone who is against the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be considered an atheist, subject to be punished by Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. Be one a learned scholar, a great ascetic, a successful householder, or a famous sannyasi, if one is against the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is destined to suffer the punishment meted out by Yamaraj. The descendants of Advaitacharya who accepted the path of Sri Achyutananda were all great devotees. By the mercy of Advaitacharya, the devotees who strictly follow the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attain the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet without difficulty. It should be concluded, therefore, that the path of Achyutananda is the essence of spiritual life. Those who did not follow this path simply scattered. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances millions of times to the actual followers of Achyutananda, whose life and soul were Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus I have briefly described the three branches, Achyutananda, Krishna Mishra, and Gopal, of Sri Advaita Acharya's descendants. There are multifarious branches and sub-branches of Advaitacharya. It is very difficult to enumerate them fully. I have simply given a glimpse of the whole trunk and its branches and sub-branches. After describing the branches and sub-branches of Advaitacharya, I shall now attempt to describe some of the descendants of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, the most important among the branches. The chief branches of Sri Gadadhar Pandit were Sri Dhruvananda, Sridhar Brahmachari, Haridas Brahmachari, and Raghunath Bhagavatacharya. The fifth branch was Anantacharya, the sixth Kabidat, the seventh Nayan Mishra, the eighth Ganga Mantri, the ninth Mamu Thakur, and the tenth Kanta Bharan. The 11th branch of Gadadhar Goswami was Burgaba Goswami, and the 12th was Bhagavat Das. Both of them went to Vrindavan and resided there for life. The 13th branch was Baninath Brahmachari, and the 14th was Vallabhar Chaitanya Das. Both of these great personalities were always filled with love of Krishna. The 15th branch was Srinath Chakravarti, the 16th Uddhava, the 17th Jitamrita, the 18th Jagannath Das. The 19th branch was Sri Hari Acharya, the 20th Sadipurya Gopal, the 21st Krishnadas Brahmachari, and the 22nd Pushpa Gopal. The 23rd branch was Sri Harsha, the 24th Raghu Mishra, the 25th Lakshmanath Pandit, the 26th Chaitanya Das, and the 27th Raghunath. The 28th branch was Amogha Pandit, the 29th Hasti Gopal, the 30th Chaitanya Vallabha, the 31st Yadu Ganguly, and the 32nd Mangal Vaishnav. Shivananda Chakravarti, the 33rd branch, who always lived in Vrindavan with firm conviction, is considered an important branch of Gadadhar Pandit. Thus I have briefly described the branches and sub-branches of Gadadhar Pandit. There are still many more that I have not mentioned here. All the followers of Gadadhar Pandit are considered great devotees because they have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. Simply by remembering the names of all these branches and sub-branches of the tree trunks I have described, such as Nityananda, Advaita, and Gadadhar, one attains freedom from the entanglement of material existence. Simply by remembering the names of all these Vaishnavas, one can attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, simply by remembering their holy names, one achieves the fulfillment of all desires. Therefore, offering my obeisances at the lotus feet of them all, I shall describe the pastimes of the gardener Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in chronological order. The ocean of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immeasurable and unfathomable. Who can take the courage to measure that great ocean? It is not possible to dip into that great ocean, but its sweet mellow flavor attracts my mind. I therefore stand on the shore of that ocean to try to taste but a drop of it. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 12 of the Adi Lila.